The Traveler's Journal, March 13th, doing the island of Dominica. Many travelers confuse the island of Dominica with the better-known Dominican Republic. Both lie in the Caribbean, but Dominica is situated 500 miles further east, in the Lesser Antilles, between the larger islands of Martinique and Guadeloupe. The almond-shaped island, just 60 miles end-to-end, is a mountain range of volcanic origin. Its steep, impenetrable landscape prevented the early agricultural development that forever altered its Caribbean neighbors. Because its hillsides were too steep even for logging, two-thirds of Dominica remain covered by dense virgin forests. Some are inhabited by several thousand Carib Indians, the Caribbean's last remaining enclave of indigenous peoples. Abundant rainfall has laced Dominica's mountains and forests with hundreds of rushing streams and high waterfalls. Beaches along its narrow shoreline tend to have black sand, betraying their volcanic origins. Dominica's ocean waters are windowpane clear, its reefs and sea life rated among the world's best. Despite its natural bounties, Dominica has not catered to tourists. In fact, the largest hotel on the island has just 50 rooms. Dominica has few traffic lights or souvenir stalls, no casinos, star-quality restaurants, golf or tennis, and precious little nightlife. That's slowly changing, however, as more adventurous travelers learn about Dominica's unpretentious pleasures, the joys of hiking in lush mountain forests and bathing in pristine thermal springs. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.